All right, class, let's pick up from last week's instruction. Let's pick up with Acts chapter 5, verse 12. Now I'm reading out of the New King James Bible. And this Bible, one of my older Bibles, I will tell you, you might want to try to get your copy. It's a Spirit-filled life Bible. And it has two things in here that I think is very important. Every now and then, they come to a scripture or come to a revelation and call it word wealth. Word wealth. I'm going to imply those things in my ministry. That's what you want. You want the wealth out of the word, and you want to minister wealthy words. And then another aspect of this Bible is kingdom dynamics. It's so important. The word and the kingdom is so important. And so I think I'm going to use those two dynamics. Word wealth and kingdom dynamics. Now here in Acts 5:12, it says, and through the hands of the apostle, many signs and wonders were done among the people. Hallelujah, you see that? And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Now, in this Bible, it verse 13, yet none of the rich dead joined themselves, but the people esteemed them highly for minister to them that way. Now, here's the word wealth. To make great, to enlarge. That's what they were doing to them in Acts 5:12. To make great, to enlarge, to magnify, to increase, to extol, to show respect, to hold in high esteem. When Ananias and Sapphira were judged, many shrank from associating with the apostle and their services. Despite all this, the public looked at the new Christian worshiper favorably. All right, now I came up on a lot of this. Let's talk about this a minute. What I'm instructing you about, and what I want this school to instruct you about, is not per se a normal religion pattern. I came through as a Catholic boy, a Baptist boy. Then I got filled with the Holy Spirit and studied 6 or 7 hours a day. Still basically do that today and praying. Stayed focused. You got to stay focused. But there, I want to create in your life, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. And I know many of you are going to make it. As we study this apostolic government in what your church got to have now, governing the apostolic anointing, we got to have it now. And so here, we talked about governing over the spiritual atmosphere. Talk about believers are searching for perpetual victory. In other words, how can I stay in the victory no matter what come up? Oh, hallelujah. I'm about to minister to some of y'all now, because you maybe have some things in your life, some situation that keep punching hole in your next step. Believers are searching for perpetual victory. Now that perpetual victory is in Ephesians 4:11 through 16. Read it over and over again. Look for yourself. Look for what God am to put on your life, all right? You must, now here's one that I learned quickly. You must recognize your insufficiencies and depend on the Holy Spirit. I said you must recognize your insufficiency. I don't care how smart you think you are. In the spirit world, you're not that smart. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, depending on the Holy Spirit, you can look at that in Luke 4:18. Jesus depended on the Holy Spirit. Acts 10:38, Jesus depended on the Holy Spirit. Now, also recognize, and some of you all may have to do this, spiritual climates, C-L-I-M-A-T, can be adjusted. There's some adjustments you might have to make. Keeping a spiritual climate conducive and correct for the ongoing victory of an advancing ministry or an advancing church. I got these notes on the side from 2009, and I'll come up with one here now. Jeremiah 29:11. It's never the will of God for you to fail. So I want you to write in your note right here tonight by the prompting of the Holy Ghost, my future is bright. In Psalm 126, God been good to him. Then in Psalm 35 in the Amplified Bible, look at a lifetime instruction there. Declare I will be walking in God's favor for the rest of my life. Ministers will be responsible to keep the heaven open for the Lord. That's our assignment. Ministers, see, we is the instrument. And so quite naturally he'll back us up if we let him. The apostolic, and I keep talking about apostolic because that's what's been cut out, mandate and authority is being placed upon those churches in these awesome days of the demonstration of God, new waves of power. That's a power been held back. First of all, the misdefined grace, they misdefined what an apostle is, what a prophet is. Most of them took it on themselves. My wife and I RV sometime. We've had some beautiful RVs. And she was working on her computer without RVing. And I walked from one side of the RV to another to get something. And when I stood up, I'd been in ministry many years. He said, I call you to be an apostle. Guess what? I don't even know what an apostle is when he says it. And I said, what is this? I've called you, he said it more than one time, to be an, so God called me. That's why I can walk in peace. I can walk in his anointing. I can walk whether you believe in me or not. It don't make no difference. I know I got it because he gave it to me. What happens is a lot of people calling themselves apostles, they want to say opossum because they're really not apostles. Or let somebody else prophesy and say, thus said the Lord, you call to be an apostle. Well, I don't know. You need to have a special word from God to stand in his office. All right? So ministers will be responsible to keep the heaven open for the Lord. That's powerful, isn't it? The apostolic mandate and authority is being placed upon those churches in these awesome days of demonstration of God's new way of power. You will see prophecy fulfillment. The new breed will become pillars for God's new leadership structure to be established in his last day church. New structure. Now you're the one you're gonna be in these last days. And so you gotta be wearing a rare and a special supernatural anointing. in order that God can reveal to you what he wants you to say and anoint what you say. The new breed will become pillars for God's new leadership structure to be established in his last day church. Here's what I want you to hear. Here's what I'm working on as I talk to you. And these two things are profound that I'm about to say. They're very simple, but they're profound. And I want to tell you personally, they work. Okay, how dumb you look, don't care who around you, you have to know these two things. You'll know how to flow in the Spirit and function in the Word. Write those two things down. Flow in the Spirit and function in the Word. So let me give you some scriptures that I want you to read that's going to change you from one level to another along that line of flowing in the Spirit, functioning in the Word. I'm going to give you some scripture. John 6:63 can't be for you. Hebrews 4:12 got to be for you. I want you to meditate that. Then go to Romans 12, 1 through 3. Do that. Go to 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, 24. Do that. And it's going to carry you to John 6, 63. Once you get to John 6:63, then you could turn your Bible to Matthew 4:4. I'm going to let you go on that trail. But it's going to be a blessing to you. It'll be a blessing to you. If anyone of y'all get insight, that just jot, send me a text or something to my secretary. They'll get it to me. I can look at it. The fullness of the prophetic and apostolic dimension will be buried before the breaking forth of the new day of the Lord. So that's where we're in. That's why this school is here. We're breaking forth. Again, class, I can't overemphasize, study Ephesians 4:11, chapter 4, verse 11 through 16. And I got two statements here. Proper order. You're going to see proper order there for proper production. I think those two are proper order for proper production. In other words, in the church, we don't have at large proper order or proper production because the fivefold ministry gifts had not been operating as they should. All right? We will set the pace for the emergence of the governing apostolic anointing to impact the cities and to influence the nation with grace, revelation, and mystery. Ephesians 3, 1 through 5. You will receive demonstration in the Spirit. Now watch, I'm going to use three sample words in the next statement. Based on Ephesians 3:12, you will see, flow, and know more. You will see, flow, and know more. You will see, flow, and no more. It's powerful. You got to be in a position where you can see what he's saying, flowing with what he's saying, and knowing what he's saying. Now here's one, bring the argument, but I always, I believe in consecration, I believe in sanctification, I believe in holiness, and I believe you can be kept. The reason I know it, because I was kept. I came out of the street before I got born again. So, here's the big statement coming from the apostle to the school at Lord. Your personal life must be in place Before you can go telling somebody else about get something straight, you got to let the Holy Ghost put your personal life in place. You hear me, Claire? Your personal life must be in place. And I pray, God, that the anointing that is on my life is getting off on you right now. I believe you gave me this anointing for a reason. As I said at the beginning, I'm not teaching nothing that I'm not living. And I've seen many astonishing results. I'm just happy. I'm just flourishing every day, just happy because the word worked. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what state you're in. You could have the same thing. But your personal life must be in place. Again, when we develop as ministers as we are doing, we begin to see governing churches that will become the spiritual womb to bring forth the greatest manifestation of apostolic power the nation has ever seen. Let me read that again. Put down Acts 9, chapter 9, verse 6 through 7. We will begin to see governing churches that will become the spiritual womb to bring forth the greatest manifestation of apostolic power the nation has ever seen. There's Acts, I'm right here. So turn to Acts 9. Acts 9, 6. So he trembled and astonished and said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, arise, go in the city, and he told you what you must do. The seventh voice said, and the man who joined with him stood speechless, you're in a void, but seeing no man. As when Saul was converted on the Damascus Road and changed a lot of people's lives. I'm going to make a statement that normally it will be written off as stupid or as impossible, and that's what I mess up at. We must have the same anointing as Jesus. The works that I do shall you do, and greater works shall you do also. You got to have the same anointing. And those two scriptures, I gave them to you earlier, but get them again. Luke 4:18 and Acts 10:38. That give you a criteria of the anointing that Jesus was walking in. Look at 2 Corinthians 12:12, talking about signs, wonders, mighty deeds, pace, impact, and influence. Here's what want to happen. The churches in many lands will rise against all limitations, plural, restrictions, plural, fear of men and religious heresies that fulfill their destiny in God. The churches in many lands will rise against all limitations, restriction, and fear of men and religion. We got to come to that, but you got to be anointed for that to happen. The year ahead of us are years of prophetic drama. Dream will become reality. We will see unusual manifestation of God's power, creating a holy fear in the house of God. Are you hearing me? Let me go over it. Dreams will become reality, manifest, demonstrate. We will see unusual manifestations, plural, of God's power and creating a holy fear in the house of God. We'll see the manifested presence of God in our midst. We'll rise to the maturity of childlikeness in character, paving the way for covenant relationship to be birthed in His church. Covenant will take the place of competition. Now, LTMA is a association that I'm the head of. We got many ministers, but no competition. I don't allow it. I don't allow it. We flow together. We complement each other. We're not playing no game. LTMA, I have no trouble. Matter of fact, I do impartation tomorrow. And at the impartation, I do it in the middle of the day. And I don't know, somewhere them people try to get off, because almost everybody be on the line when I give that impartation. But we got it set in the name of Jesus. Because I give Him all the glory. You hear me talk, you sound like, sometimes it sounds like I'm bragging, but I'm boasting about Him. In Him I live, move, and have my being. The thing that He had permitted me to do and I'm doing now with you, I'm inadequate for those things. I won't take no credit for them. But I know they're there because He placed them there. I speak kotala ishkan rap e kontala. Eforonantaka prince kanachki de. I speak a Pacific anointing on you and your family right now, on your household. Any changes that need to be made by the grace, the power, and the glory of God, I prompt the apocalypse, the prompting of the Holy Ghost. It is leading me to show you how insufficiency can become sufficiency when you yield to the Holy Ghost. Your health, your wealth, your wisdom, your power, your glory, your understanding come forth in greater dimension right now wherever you are. The changes that need to be made are being made right now. As a witness that you made the right choice when you came to this school, the Lord is speaking to every situation in your life. I release it apostolically and prophetically that your joy come back, full joy, full wisdom, full understanding, everything you need. I speak over your life tonight as a student of this school, that great grace, oh my goodness, great grace is upon your life. Don't think old. Don't think less. Think abundance, blessing, flowing, overflow, power, glory. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Be still long enough for Him to give you a push. Be wise enough to wait on the Spirit. Don't fight. Don't fuss. Stand back and watch us. The glory of the Lord will work it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The years ahead of us are years of prophetic drama. Dreams will become reality. We will see unusual manifestation of God's power creating a holy fear in the house of God. My God, He just addressed it there. We will see the manifest presence of God in our midst. We will rise to the maturity of childlikeness in character, paving the way for covenant relationship to be birthed in this church. I'm going to go back over some of that. Covenant will take place in a place of competition. Let me go back over it. After that prophecy, I see what He just did. He just prophesied this whole page over your life. What? I say, just prophesy this whole page. I'm going back over it, over your life. You're going to begin to see changes instantly. Instantly. By the power of God. Get your joy back. Get your peace back. Huh? Listen, the churches in many lands, I'm saying to the school this, the churches in many lands will rise against all limitation. I'm saying that you're going to rise against all limitation, all restrictions, all fear of men in religious heresy to fulfill their destiny in God. In other words, nobody. I'm not talking about being arrogant. I'm talking about being anointed. See, I said, yeah, Lord, I got it. That's a difference than being arrogant because you know something, than being anointed that you can do something. So we're not talking about arrogancy here. We're talking about anointing, walking in anointing, being humble, being meek. But yet, when you flow or when you're present, everybody know you're packing. Everybody know you got that power in you. So here, I'm speaking over this class, that limitation gone, restriction gone, and fear gone in the name of Jesus. And I'm speaking over your life. The years ahead of you are years of prophetic drum. In other words, when I spend time in devotion, I got a rocker. Rockers on my front porch. One of the rockers is Atmosphere, I got his name, and the other rocker is Attraction, my wife rocker. Then I got two big bowl line in front of my porch, gold line. One is Fate, the other one is Favor. Then I got two big line laying on the oak tree in my yard. One is Grace, and the other one is Dominion. And then they bought me, and I got a track in my yard. I really do my tracking and my bike riding in my yard on the Lord designed it, because I could ride around the guest house, go around the guest house and come back in my yard, go back around like that. Then I got an eagle that some members bought me years back. And when I pass by the eagle, it's flourishing and flowing. Flourishing and flowing. I release all that on you. Favor, I release it on you. Connection. Connection has something to do with the spirit world. So the years ahead of us are years of prophetic drama. You got it? Dreams will come, something to you will become reality, then you're gonna pass it on to others. You will see unusual manifestations of God's power, creating a holy fear in you and whoever you minister to. We will see the manifest presence of God in our midst. In other words, I could be walking around, all of a sudden God show up. A few moments, the manifestation is on me now. And that's an anointing, that's a present that you can't fully explain, but you can pass it on. It's a reality. We rise to the maturity of childishness in character. The maturity. We rise to the maturity of childlikeness in character. Humble, paving the way for covenant relationship to be birthed in his church. Covenant will take place of competition. We must complement each other. Oh, hallelujah, class. That's a good moment. That's one of the moments. We'll see many of them during this semester. But It's one of the moments God wants you to experience when he come upon a person. All the flipping, and I hear him saying this now here. all the flipping and flopping is over in your life. What you gonna replace it with, Lord? A firm foundation in the Spirit. That's why we're here to meet. All the flipping and flopping is over in your life because you're gonna begin to walk on an apostolic, prophetic, firm foundation. Oh my. Say amen. Say praise God. Say glory to God. Say thank you, Jesus. Say changes are being made in me and on me right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The revealing of Christ in and through the human bodies of the saint will allow the Holy Spirit to speak through the saint in apostolic power and authority. Speaking in apostolic power and authority. Now, there's no distance, thank God. There's no distance. You know, God told me some 45 years ago, I'm in a little country church here in Darrow, and we had a whole about 80 people. And the Lord said, I'm going to send them from the east, the west, the north, and the south. I'm going to buy them cars, and they're going to be glad to drive it. Let's fill that little place up, and then we come down here and build this church. We own 600 acres of land now God brought to us. Everything paid for, my ministry. Everything paid for. I've owned 3 jets, and all of them paid for. I give one to one of my sons. I told him we set a price, but he didn't pay. He didn't pay for what it worth. I don't think he paid for a quarter what it worth, but I think I told him $1 million. But I have pilots. I'm going. What I'm doing now is apostolic impartation in the churches that are in the LTMA. I'll go to the church and release this anointing on my sons and daughters and on their congregation. So it's just a powerful moment. Let me go back over the statement. The revealing of Christ in and through the human bodies of the saint will allow the Holy Spirit speak through the saints in apostolic power and authority. Write it down. Apostolic power and authority. The removing. Now, here's some things that are going to happen because some preachers are going off track. The removing of the anointing from churches and ministers will be the beginning of God's judgment in his house. Some will fall away, and others will be prematurely removed. Yet others are sidestepped and sidelined by the system. Many previous fallen, now, thank God for this, will be restored into a greater portion of anointing because of their deep repentance and willingness to yield to God's original call. In other words, you got so much religion, so much tradition, so much denomination who think they're running God's business right, but they're not, because they compromise. They are people pleasers. I always tell my church, I can't be your friend all the time, because sometimes I gotta come here with the soul and just switching it everywhere. So just read Psalm 51 about repentance, because, now let me emphasize this again, and I know you say, well, I've been hearing this. You must be holy and sanctified. If you're going to wear this anointing, you, hallelujah, if you're going to be a pleasing person to God, you must be holy and sanctified. I'm a holy and sanctified man, not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. Are you listening to me? There will be a release of the greatest manifestation of revelation and power gift the world have ever seen. Let me tell you something about gifts. Here's a revelation for you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit, word of will and word not, the Son of the Spirit. But there's something many years I missed, and I'm going to share it with you right now. It's not just gift. It's gifts, administration, and operation. That administration and operation, you're talking about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost take care of the whole spiritual world. So we're not just talking about gifts. We're talking about administration, and we're talking about operation. Once you see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, your openness and your operations in the Spirit are going to be more powerful, because you're not just messing with gifts. You know, there's administration and operation, and the function in the gifts properly, you need the whole Godhead. The Holy Ghost is not doing it by himself. The Father and the Son is also involved. I thought I'd share it with you. Now, I'm about to close here now. We're going to pick up in our next section. Go over those scriptures. You don't know when my secretary will ask him, when we're going to have a little quiz about some of the things I said. We got to have them to make sure you catch it on. And I want you to know I love you. And I'm glad you're here. And we're going to see many, many, many great days together. Live long and live strong. And I'll see you in the next session. God bless you.